It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor? You know, we've been thinking about the story of Josephine the short-necked giraffe the last times we've been together. And I looked at the last picture in this book, and it had some balloons. So I thought, somebody must be planning a party in the story. But that's for the end. So let's think about what we know about the story so far. It's a story about a giraffe called Josephine, who has a short neck, and she doesn't like the way she looks. But her friends in the forest like her just fine. Josephine's best friend is Hazel Elephant. Hazel's father plays a slide trombone, and her mother reads books. So Hazel wants to go to a school where she can learn to play a slide trombone and read books. Hazel tries to get Josephine Giraffe to go with her to school, but Josephine thinks it won't help her grow a longer neck.
It's no use, no use trying, 'cause it's no use. No use sighing, 'cause I can see that it never will be. I hope hopelessly it's no use. No use crying, 'cause it's no use. No denying, it's time that I just stop trying, because it's no use.
But finally, Josephine decides she will go with Hazel, and their friends Butterfly, Bird, and Bee show them the way to a very special school, where a bulldog is the principal and some other animals are teachers.
Attractive, active animals are ready to begin. Attractive, active animals will start in with a grin. We know we can, and so we do. We grow, we plan, we follow through. We're active and so attractive.
There's a snake there who doesn't know how to hiss, and a tall giraffe named JR, who is very shy. Hazel gets to have a slide trombone lesson the minute they arrive at school, and then she gets to see and hear JR do what he does so well, play the hoof organ. But what about Josephine Giraffe? How do you suppose she's doing in her class, the attractive, active animals class? Let's think about the last part of the story now. As Josephine's talking with her teachers, Rosie and Posy.
What about you, Josephine?
Oh, what about me?
Tell us about you. We want to know you better.
I have a short neck, and I've come here to try to grow a longer one.
You long for a longer neck.
I do.
Oh. I long to, you know what?
What?
What snakes are supposed to be able to do.
You mean hiss?
That's it.
There is nothing hard about hissing. I'm a giraffe. Even I can do that.
Why do you tease me like that? Can't you see I get hysterical when somebody does it? And then I can't...
What did you say, Sam?
I just told Josephine I get hysterical
when... Did you all hear what I heard?
What did you hear?
Say it again, Sam.
Are you teasing me, too?
No, just say it again.
You mean I get hysterical...
Stop! Now, did you all hear what I heard?
Yes, that's wonderful, Sam.
What's wonderful?
You hissed.
I what?
You hissed. Say hysterical.
Hiss. I'm hissing. You all taught me to hiss.
You taught yourself, Sam.
I can hiss. Hiss. I moved my mouth a little to the left. I didn't think about what I was doing, and I hissed.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'll be in the history books. My hissing was missing. My hiss was so remiss. My hissing was missing. I had no emphasis. My hissing was missing until a lovely miss, an elephant lady, just taught me how to hiss. I couldn't go like this, hiss. I simply couldn't hiss. But now I never miss. It's bliss being able to hiss like this. Hiss, 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 hiss.
Let's tell Mr. Bulldog the good news.
I'll ring the good news bell.
I hear the good news bell. What's happened?
Mr. Snake has learned how to hiss.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Let me hear you, Mr. Snake.
Hiss, hiss, hysterical, history, histrionic. Hiss.
Very impressive.
Honestly, what a lot of fuss over a little hiss.
What a special day. An attractive, active, hissing snake and two new students. It's thrilling to participate in personal growth.
Mr. Bulldog?
Yes, Josephine?
Could I talk with you alone, please?
Of course. You may plan an appropriate celebration for all of you attractive, active animals.
Well, and streamers.
And hiss with pears.
What is it, Josephine?
I'd like to go home.
You'd like to go home?
I really don't fit in here, Mr. Bulldog. And there aren't any classes to help my neck grow.
I wish you'd give our school another try, Josephine.
All I want is a longer neck. I'm going to wait outside. Please, tell Hazel I'm ready to go home.
Suppose you do 5 smiles at one standing while looking up into the sky.
I haven't got even 1 smile, Mr. Bulldog, and you can see why. Goodbye.
Here.
Mr. Snake has learned how to hiss.
Hiss, hiss, hiss.
Congratulations. Here, have a balloon.
Thanks.
How about a balloon for the best hoof organist in the neighborhood?
The balloon is blue.
It sure is.
I don't see Josephine.
She's... nice.
I'm sorry to tell you this, Hazel, but your friend Josephine wants to go home.
Home?
Where is she?
She said she'd wait for you outside.
Don't go away. I'll be right back.
J.
Josephine?
Oh, Hazel, it's no use. No use crying, 'cause it's no use. No denying, it's time that I just stop trying, because it's no use.
Will you promise me that you'll try? If you promise, why, I know, someday, some way, I know you're going to say, I'm glad I promised.
No use.
Will you promise
no
me
use
crying,
you'll try? It's no use.
Will you promise
no
you'll
denying,
never
it's time that
give
I
up your dreams,
stop
hard as this
because
seems?
It's no
promise,
use.
Promise. Just a few more minutes, that's all I ask. Will you promise to try just a few more minutes?
Oh, Hazel.
Then after that, we'll call Butterfly, Bird, and Bee to come. Just a few more minutes.
Oh, all right.
Promise?
Promise.
The grass is green. The air is clean.
Are you writing poetry?
I'm doing my speaking exercises. The grass is green.
I need your help.
My help?
Yes, I need you to talk to Josephine.
Talk?
Well, anything that may make her want to stay here. I think this is a fine school, and I think you have a wonderful heart. And you may be our only hope.
Only hope?
You're a giraffe with a long neck. She just might listen to you.
Listen?
Yes, will you talk with her?
I'm shy.
I know. And I hate to ask you, but oh, JR, please, please talk to her.
I don't know what to say.
Say anything you're able to say. Let your heart speak to her. She's really very nice. She just needs to know it.
I'll try.
Oh, thank you.
The grass is green. Josephine.
I'll hold your balloon.
Oh. The grass is green. The sky is blue.
How did you know I was going to call you?
Butterfly, Bird, and Bee just came to see how you all are doing.
Everybody else is fine, but this isn't the place for me.
Butterfly, Bee, and Bird
are sorry to have heard that.
We'll be back.
Oh, don't go far. I'll be ready to leave in a minute. Startled me.
The grass is green. I mean, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right, thanks. Yes?
Josephine, the grass is green, the sky is blue, and how are you? Josephine, the air is clean, the sky is blue, but why are you? Won't you wear your little grin and invite the sunshine in? For it would be a perfect scene if you were smiling, Josephine. Did I make you cry?
You're practicing your assignment on me, aren't you?
No.
You're supposed to talk to me whether you want to or not.
I want to.
It's like I'm supposed to try to smile whether I want to or not. Here, I'll smile at you.
Are you angry?
Sure, I'm angry. Oh, how could you understand anyway? Your neck is nice and long. You look like a regular giraffe. So what if you're a little shy? You can learn to talk more. Shyness is something you can grow out of. But me, I'll always look like this.
I'm glad.
Please go away. Please, J.R.
No. No, I won't go away.
Then I'll go.
No, please. Please, don't go.
Staying here is not going to make me look any different. I'll always look...
nice.
Please don't make fun of me.
Oh, I'm not. I do think you're... maybe it seems like silly chatter. Coming from me, this might not matter. Hope you don't think I mean to flatter. But I think you're nice. I think you're... well, I mean, I think you're... well, I mean, I think you're very, very nice. I think you're... and I mean, I think you're grand. I mean, I think you're very... maybe it seems like silly chatter. Coming from me, this might not matter. Hope you don't think I mean to flatter, seem to flatter. But I think you're nice.
Don't you see how short my neck is?
I guess you're what they call petite.
Petite?
Dainty.
Dainty?
Or cute.
Cute? Me?
Yes, you, Josephine. You're petite and dainty and cute and ever so nice. Oh, listen to me. I'm talking a lot.
You are, J.R., and you're saying some mighty kind things.
They're true, too. And you could call me Jack.
What a friendly name.
Speaking of friends, we should find Hazel. She really loves you, too.
Me, too. Oh, what a difference a minute can make. Sometimes it's better than a whole year.
I'll say.
Let's go back to school.
Okay. Oh, and when we get there? I'll give you my new balloon. It's blue.
Oh. Oh, and before we go in, I'll give you a smile.
I guess I have to go now, Mr. Bulldog.
You're a fine elephant, Hazel, and you're always welcome to return. I wish we could have helped your friend.
Wait a minute. You may have just gotten your wish.
Oh, hi, Hazel. I promised Josephine my balloon.
Of course.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
Jack?
Jack and I just had a long talk, and I've decided to stay at school.
Longer than a minute?
a long time. I want to learn to read and write. And I might even learn to play the hoof organ or something so we can all play together.
Can I believe what I'm hearing?
I hope so. I'm almost speechless.
Oh, well, you could try saying, the grass is green, the sky is blue.
The sky is blue,
but not me or you.
Now, the only thing about you two that's blue is your balloon.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. I'm glad I'm me.
I'm glad you're the way that you turned out to be. I like how you look.
I like the way that I feel. I feel that I have a right to be quite pleased with me.
I'm glad I'm the way I am. The weather's fine.
Yes, I'm glad you're the way you are. The pleasure's mine.
It's good that you look the way you should.
Wouldn't change you if we could.
I'm so happy to be me.
Oh, Josie.
Oh, Hazel.
This is the best day our school's ever had.
Look who's coming.
My mother.
And my mother and dad.
What an exciting and uplifting celebration this is.
Oh, and look.
Sunflower, frog, and tree sent you this message. We love you too.
Sounds like all of us are glad to be who we are today.
That's true.
I'm glad.
We're the way we are. I'm glad we're we. I'm glad we're the way that we're supposed to be.
I like how I look.
I like the way that I feel.
I feel that I have the right to be quite pleased with me.
I'm glad we're the way we are. I think we're fine. Yes.
I'm glad we're the way we are. The pleasure's mine, miss.
It's good that we look the way we should. It's so great to feel so good. 'Cause we're happy to be we. And me, and me, and me, and me, and me, and me.
They're glad they're the way they are. Josephine was finally able to hear that others liked her the way she is. She didn't have to have a different neck to be lovable. And as J.R. helped her feel better about herself, he started to feel better about himself. There are so many ways to grow. There isn't a whole lot we can do about our outside kind of growing. Some of us grow tall and some of us grow short. Some of us have one color skin and some of us have another. That's all outside stuff. But we all have insides too. And our insides have a different way of growing. Our thoughts and our feelings grow, and there's a lot we can do about them. We can try to understand them and love them and help them to grow well and turn out to be glad we're the way we are and glad our friends are the way they are. And we can always try to remember that we're much more than one thing. We're much more than our arms, or our legs, or our eyes, or our skin, or our hair. We're even more than our thoughts. We are. When you put us all together, we're a beautiful, marvelous, spirited, lovely, wonderful, one of a kind. I'm glad to have been able to be with you for this story of Josephine the short-necked giraffe. It always gives me a good feeling to be able to share such special times with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too, and we'll celebrate each other. Be back next time.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.